This week, we take a squiz at this.
My name is Juliette Droege from St. Louis, Missouri. Today in the garden, I was multitasking a bit too much, and part of this involved putting my glasses on top of my head. Naturally, they fell off. I looked everywhere, but couldn't see them, even though they are bright purple. I found them close by where I had surely looked a minute before. Why didn't I see them the first time my eyes passed over that spot?
So why could Juliette not find her glasses? She swears she can still see without them. So why did she overlook finding them? Professor Nilly Lavi from University College London.
This is because people experience a phenomenon that we term load-induced blindness when the brain is overloaded. Multitasking will often overload the brain, and this will result in some parts of the brain not being able to respond to the environment temporarily.
So Juliette overloaded her thoughts whilst looking for her glasses. But what was going on in her brain to mean she couldn't see the thing that she was specifically looking for?
If a certain information is there, it's not enough that the eye can see it. It's also important that the information is registered in visual cortex. However, in conditions of overload, visual cortex will temporarily not be able to respond to the visual environment, and this will result in the experience of blindness. Of course, this is not real blindness, but because visual cortex doesn't register the pair of glasses in the example, we experience as if cortical form of blindness.
So, information overload leading to visual cortex blindness. Thanks, Juliette, for getting in touch with that question, and Nilly for the answer. We next take a squiz at this question.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I live in Perth, Western Australia. So my question is, what type of animals sweat? I know that horses do, but do others too?
So sweat. Do the birds and bees do it? Or even educated fleas? Or is sweating just limited to humans and horses? What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question and actually quite relates to what we've been doing this week. So if you think you know the answer, you can get in touch with us. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
That's it for this week. My thanks to all of our guests, Duncan Bogue, Darren Logan, Luca Tiering, Greg Jefferies, Tim Hubbard and SK Villislav. Thanks also to Ginny Smith for joining me. Production was by Chris Smith.
And one tweet that we have just got in was from @NickWebb, who actually got the answer right to our question tonight. But he gave us a different answer. It's methanethiol, which is just another name for the same chemical. Join us next week when we'll be exploring outer space. We'll be joined by Professor Didier Queloz, who discovered the first exoplanet, Professor Alan Tunnicliffe, who investigates animals which can survive the most extreme environments, and Professor Jerry Gilmore talking about the Gaia expedition, which aims to map our galaxy in three dimensions. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and the STFC. I'm Ginny Smith. Thank you for listening.